Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Final hour of the show today, brought to you in part by our friends at Baumhauer's. We're about to do the Baumhauer spotlight for you, but first, a few headlines for you out there. Auburn sweeps Alabama in two baseball games over the weekend. The third one's a no contest, couldn't be completed because of weather and curfew. One more weekend of SEC baseball, and then we're at the Hoover Met for the SEC tournament. Softball finished their SEC tournament down in Gainesville. Arkansas won the league. Alabama is one of a handful of SEC teams that will host a regional. Arkansas is a 4 seed. Alabama's a 6. Tennessee's an 11. Florida's a 14. And Missouri's a 15. That's of the top 16 that will host regional pods, if you will. Games coming up this weekend. The rest of the SEC all got 2 seeds. Texas A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, Georgia, Kentucky, and Auburn. Auburn's on their way to Clemson to play, and that's happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as we move forward in the NCAA tournament. NBA basketball yesterday, the Celtics and the Mavericks eliminate their teams. The Celtics over the Bucks, the Mavericks over the Suns, and they move forward. Luka had 35-10 in that upset win, Mavericks over the Suns. No NBA tonight. Boston and Miami start their Eastern Conference series on Tuesday. Dallas and Golden State starts their series on Wednesday. Hockey yesterday, you had the Rangers winning in overtime 4-3. My Lightning survived over the weekend. No NHL tonight. Next hockey game in the Stanley Cup playoffs is Tuesday as well, 6 o'clock TNT, with the Lightning and the Florida Panthers battling there. The Braves lose yesterday. They lose 2 of 3 to the Padres. 3 fielding errors in that game. Braves in Milwaukee tonight, 6:40. That game is on Bally's. The Astros, by the way, have won 9 of 10. Pretty hot baseball team right now. The hottest streak in the majors right now belongs to the Astros. Those are your headlines. Let's now talk a little bit about Baumhauer's and get into that spotlight.
Bob Baumhauer delivered Alabama's first ever taste of wings way back in 1981 at Wings and Things in Tuscaloosa on the Strip. In fact, he had to give them away for the first few years. 40 years, 4 concepts, and 14 restaurants later, Bob still serving up great food and hospitality to the people and visitors of Alabama. Get in for lunch or dinner to one of the Baumhauer's Victory Grill today.
Last week, the Pro-Am was Wednesday at the Region's Tradition. Nick Saban said this about the NIL and how it's impacting parity in college football. He went on to do an interview with Feinbaum that afternoon, and that aired on Friday, to where we've got national headlines now about Nick Saban talking about parity. Here's a sample of what he was talking about out in the Region's Tradition at Greystone.
Nick, you mentioned the NIL and the unintended consequences of it. Do you think the NCAA is taking a strong enough action to kind of reel that in? And how important is that to the future of college football?
Well, my only comment is you know, college football has always created a parity for players in competition, which I think every league has, whether it's NFL salary cap or whatever. And, you know, now... I think NIL is great for the players. They should have an opportunity to earn money. I'm fine with all that. But if we don't maintain some level of parity, you know, we've always had same scholarships, same Austin money, same cost of attendance, same academic support, you know, same medical attention for everybody. And if we don't create that balance, I think it's going to affect the competitive standard of the game in the future and probably even affect other sports. But, so hopefully somebody will be able to figure that out.
Now, that's what he said. And he said virtually the same thing on Feinbaum later that afternoon. Now, he's talking about not parity in the standings.
Correct.
He's talking about parity that's a scholarship. Everybody's got 85 scholarships. Everybody's, you know, it's cost of attendance. It's this, it's that. It's the stuff used in recruiting. Now, he's not talking about parity in facilities or anything like that either.
No, and everybody jumped to that conclusion that Nick Saban's calling for more parity in college football, and they're like, you're the one guy that is responsible.
We've had 8 years of the college football playoff. You've been there 7 times.
But that is not at all what he was saying.
He was talking about parity when it comes to NIL, and every scholarship's virtually worth the same. Cost of attendance, all right. of that. A level playing field for every athlete to benefit from NIL.
Basically, the base salary, if you will.
Right.
That everybody is on a level of parity when it comes to the base salary. Now, what happens above that
right.
is obviously going to be better at Alabama than it is at Syracuse, to use a program we talked about earlier.
That's 100%, and I'm glad everyone caught that, because apparently not everybody absorbed it the same way, including our buddy Lane Kiffin over at Ole Miss, who had a couple of tweets. He instantly tweeted this first, laughing emoji, four of them. I love the GOAT, but coach, you feeling okay? Question mark, Alabama football. And down at the bottom is a story about Nick Saban talking about parity. And then later on, he tweeted this when he saw the Feinbaum interview. Paul, did you tell the GOAT what that word means at Alabama football? Parity equals the state or condition of being equal, especially regarding status or pay. And then our friend SEC Mike Bratton over at Saturday Down South, had just posted current winning streaks right now. 15-game winning streak for Bama over Tennessee, 14 over Arkansas, 14 over Mississippi State, 11 over Vandy. They don't play them a lot. 8 over Florida, Kentucky 7, 6 on Ole Miss, 5 on Missouri, 2 on Auburn and LSU. And, of course, Texas A&M has a one-game win streak on Alabama right now. But that's not what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about that kind of parity. He was talking about that, you know, the Power Fives basically all have the same set of rules, and Group of Fives have same set of rules. D2 has the same set of rules.
Yeah, but ironically, there's really not a ton of parity in college.
Oh, there is no parity.
Yeah. I mean, no. It is one of the most top-heavy sports now.
But again, you know, Nick Saban has created that, but it is not his fault that there's no parity in college football. It's not Nick Saban's fault.
In fact, there were other Nick Sabans.
That's right.
He warned you every time.
That's correct.
Actually warned everyone about the portal. He said, I believe, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he hinted that if we want a one-time transfer, if we want this portal thing to happen, basically what's going to happen is that great players are going to want to play for great programs. And that's what Josh Pate and everyone was talking about earlier. Kirby Smart said the same thing on Feinbaum. We're not tampering. People are calling us to see if we have a spot for them to come play. If you're Jordan Addison at Pittsburgh, do you want to play your final year of college football at Pittsburgh? That's fine if you want to. Or do you want to play it on a bigger stage at a Georgia, an Alabama, a USC? Looks like he's going to go to USC by all accounts. But can you blame him? Would you rather play a year at USC or a year at Pittsburgh if you have one more year of college football?
The most important thing for him is his stock's already at an all-time high. He's a Biletnikoff winner.
He's going to be a top 10 pick, right?
But it's all about the money now. And you brought it up earlier in the show that the report is $3 million in NIL.
Even though he has said it's not necessarily all about the money.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
Being a key word there.
Yeah, I do think he wants to play with an elite quarterback. He played with one last year in Kenny Pickett, and Caleb Williams seems like a better option than Keaton Slovis.
But
not as good as Bryce Young.
But not as good as Bryce Young.
No, who is? I mean, he could go to Ohio State and get a quarterback as good as Bryce Young. He could go to Alabama and get Bryce Young.
His problem with going to place at Ohio State is he may not get on the field.
I mean, Jigba Smith might be better.
Yeah.
They may go three deep. They may have
Marvin Harrison Jr.
They may have three people better. I mean, all due respect to Jordan Addison, he won it, but he was doing it against an ACC, not the toughest schedule in the world against the ACC schedule.
Like, if I was Jordan Addison, I would want to come to Alabama because you know you're the number one option for Bryce Young.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to find me a good amount of money in NIL deals if I'm in Alabama. I don't think he's going to go to Alabama. As Josh Pate said earlier, we ain't the soup kitchen, man. You're not going to come here and not get anything. I mean, the quarterback reportedly was making $1 million before anybody else was.
But on the flip side, he's not going to get $3 million.
Probably not.
They can't match the USC offer because they have so many mouths to feed.
Right. But here's my question. If I'm advising Jordan Addison, I say USC's a great school. You're not going to hurt your draft stock going to USC. You're probably going to make more money going to USC. Does winning a championship mean anything at all to you? Because it's probably the one thing you're not going to do at USC. Probably. I can't swear you're not, but probably not.
Well, you may win a Pac-12 championship. You may win a Pac-12 championship, but you're not going to win a national championship at USC.
He wasn't going to do it at Pittsburgh.
Well, he won an ACC last
year. Well, yeah, you're right. I'm talking national championship, but you're right. There is a conference championship that you should be very proud of. So, yeah, you might want a conference championship. Do you want to be in the playoff? Do you want to win a national championship? If Jordan Addison says to me, you know what, that just doesn't drive me, I'll worry about that a little bit, number one. But number two, I'm like, okay, USC's a great spot then.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with USC.
I mean, it's Southern California, first off.
Yeah. Beautiful campus.
Beautiful women, beautiful campus, great uniforms. I mean, it's a great place to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to play in the spotlight. I mean, USC gets a good spotlight.
You're not going to play in the spotlight like you are at Alabama, though.
And that would be my other question to him. You're going to make less at Alabama, but you're going to have a really good shot at winning a national championship and a conference championship. And Jordan, you're probably, what do you think a top receiver, what do you think Devontae Adams will make in his career?
Oh.
100 million?
Yeah, 150
million?
Over 100. Yeah, 150
million. All right, 150 million. Jordan, you've got the type of ability where you make $150 million in your career. Do you want to make this choice over a couple million right now? That 150 is coming whether you go to USC or Alabama. You really can't screw that one up. But how much do you value a chance to win a national championship? If you don't value it at all, USC is a great choice.
Pull up the USC schedule, Brown. Because, like, Utah State.
Undefeated going into the Utah game, telling you.
But Utah State, for instance, when they play Alabama,
right?
That game is going to be on main ESPN.
Uh-huh.
It'll be on main ESPN, I guarantee you. At some time of day, main ESPN. That's the Utah State-Alabama game.
Right.
You go through Alabama's schedule and find me a place they're not on CBS, main ESPN.
There'll be some SEC network games. Again, that's still a national telecast.
Yeah, but that's only...
Yeah,
they'll only play one game on SEC Network, I promise you. One game.
Rice and USC to open the season. I'm going to say that is an FS1 late night game.
Yep. That's a good guess.
FS1 or Pac-12 Network.
Or maybe Pac-12 Network.
Or FS2.
USC at Stanford week two.
It's a Fox game.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your big noon kick. Maybe it's your 2:30 kick. Maybe it's a late Fox.
Pac-12. It's not going to be your big noon kick in week two. That's going to be Alabama,
Texas. No, I said
it's
not your big noon kick. Yeah. It's not your big noon kick. USC hosting Fresno. Again, feels like a late night FS1 game. Tim Brando.
Could be a late night ESPN too.
excuse me. USC at Oregon State.
Yeah. Pac-12 Network.
USC hosting Arizona State.
Maybe Pac-12 Network.
Maybe Pac-12 Network.
USC Washington State.
It was Fox last year, but maybe Pac-12 Network.
Okay, here
or
we go.
FS1. Yeah.
You're ready. USC at Utah. Game day's going to be there because I think USC will be undefeated here. Game day's going to be there, I guess, probably your big noon kick.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would do. I don't know if they put in prime time.
It depends.
Or what.
Does ESPN have that? Do they get some first
picks? Some Pac-12 first? Yeah.
So that could be their prime time game. But you're right. Yeah. It's going to be a big game.
It's
going to be one of the networks.
That's your national television.
It's going to be the first time all year long that they've been the game on a major network.
That's right, in a key spot.
Yep. By that time, Alabama would have played six of those. When they play Utah State.
Bye week, USC at Arizona.
Pac-12.
USC California.
Pac-12.
USC Colorado.
Pac-12.
USC at UCLA.
Fox.
I'm going to have to get the Pac-12 Network if I want to watch this guy, huh?
Yeah.
And then USC Notre Dame. That'll be ABC.
By the way, Tommy Firestick hooking me up here in a few days.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
To your point, if you value this, and again, these are things I'm not saying he should or has to value. I'm just saying that's the question you have to ask. If I'm advising him, he's going to make less money at Alabama. Do you value playing a bunch of CBS and ESPN and games like that? Do you value having a national championship? Because if you value those things, you'll take less money to try for those things. If you don't value those things, take the money, go play at USC.
Yeah, but
you're not going to hurt your draft stock.
Like you said, it's a red flag to me if he doesn't want those things.
I would kind of agree with you.
But you think it's slam dunk he's the first overall wide receiver taken?
No.
I don't think it is either.
No, but he'll be a top 10 pick, wouldn't you think? Top 15 pick?
I don't think it's a slam dunk.
I think he'll be a top 15.
I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Who all's in this class? Smith and Jigba?
Yeah.
I mean, who are the other guys? All right, we know Will Levis goes number one overall, so there's only nine picks left in the top 10.
Last year was a heavy receiver class. Not expecting it to be a heavy receiver class every year now?
Probably so, yeah.
I mean, I just think it's going to be a heavy receiver class every year. I mean, that kid at Tennessee is going to look great just because his size and his speed. He's got an NFL-like body.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You think maybe he could even lead the conference in reception.
He could be.
Or in receiving yards.
Is the Boutte kid, is he eligible
Keyshawn
yet?
Boutte, yeah, yep. He should be eligible. Yeah, it's a good receiver draft.
I mean, there's going to be some good receivers out there. Just because he won the Biletnikoff last year, I don't think it's a slam dunk. He is a guaranteed top 10, top 15 kind of guy.
But he'll have an opportunity at a $150 million career. He'll have that opportunity. Whether he can do it or not, I don't know. I mean, where was Davante Adams drafted?
Second round.
Yeah. And, you know, that's who we were just comparing him to money-wise. So you'll have that opportunity no matter where you play.
Yeah, I mean, they just in some of these mocks, it looks like Smith and Jigba is the number one receiver, and Boutte and Addison are two and three.
Yeah.
But probably top 15 right now.
But if he goes and has a dud of a season wherever he goes.
And you could have that with Caleb Williams. I don't know how good Caleb Williams is.
And that's it. You do know how good Bryce Young is. And you know how good C.J. Stroud is.
But people like Luganville. And, you know, we respect his opinion. He thinks Caleb Williams is an elite prospect.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
But again, one is proven and one's not.
We'll see what happens with Jordan Addison. Official visit to USC. The rumored reports are $3 million-ish NIL offer on the table for him in Southern California, something that we don't think Texas was able to match. And we know Alabama would not come near matching that for him in Tuscaloosa with when you already have Bryce Young, Will Anderson, and everybody else over there.
Well, if I'm Jordan Addison in Texas, I'm like, you see what Bijan's driving over there? That's the deal I want. Where do we start? Where do I sign for my Lamborghini?
I hear you. All right, much more as we roll on here, including when we come back. I really do believe the ACC coaches are hurting their case bitching and moaning so much about tampering and having their players stolen. I'll explain that when we come back. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Storm Restoration Roofing. Man, I was on Facebook last night. I rarely get on there, but I had something popped up, said I had a message over there to go check it out. And so I went and checked out the message, and then I happened to click on it and wanted to see what was going on Facebook. And there was one of Greg's daughters had posted, Greg Nelson of Storm Restoration Roofing, had posted a picture of Greg pitching to one of his grandkids, I believe, coach pitch baseball game. And the daughter is writing about, my dad is such a hero that he's on people's roofs all day long in the heat. He's got, you know, 10 kids of his own, a wife, his own business. He comes off and still is able to make it to his grandkid's game to be coach pitch, to be the guy who gets out on the hill and pitches. That's the kind of family guy you're talking about when you're talking about Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing, one of the more respected business owners and roofing contractors in the area. Greg wants to make it easy on you right now when it comes to your roof. We have these spring storms that have blown through, and you don't really know what condition your roof's in. Maybe you just bought a home, and you don't really have a good feel of how watertight that roof is. You don't want water damage to be going on and cost you thousands of dollars. Greg Nelson literally gets on a ladder, gets on your roof, inspects that roof for you. He does it free, a no-cost inspection with no obligation. You call his cell number, 205-542-3531, 542-3531. You can also look him up on Facebook, Greg from Pell City, Storm Restoration Roofing. He and his wife own the company. Storm Restoration Roofing has been locally owned for 20 years. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. They've got all the warranties, and insurance companies trust him. We trust him, too. You should as well. Greg Nelson, Greg from Pell City, Storm Restoration Roofing, 205-542-3531. Back in a moment on the next round.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, you can now drive the 2022 Alfa Romeo Giulia TI, the Italian sports sedan of your dream, starting at $499 per month plus tax with $4,999 down, plus first payment and title due at delivery. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, 1837 Grants Mill Road, or AlfaRomeoUSAofBirmingham.com.
Life Financial Lease, 10,000 miles per year, WAC, MSRP, $51,499, stock numbers Q00598, Q0067. 1-800-KIDS-4.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Spring is finally here. Now's the time to hit those trails and sidewalks you've been missing in a fresh pair of perfectly fit New Balance running or walking shoes from the New Balance Birmingham store. Our trained fit specialists get as much information as possible before matching you with the perfect pair of New Balance shoes. We've also got all the apparel and other gear you need for spring, too. There's no better time to get outside than right now. So come over to the New Balance Birmingham store and get your custom fit New Balance footwear and spring apparel today.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. Stone Creek Dental Care.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemp Hill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemp Hill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090.
Rails. I don't think it's a good way of travel.
We're talking about LT and how he's likely not even going to survive making it back on this bracket challenge from some part of the country.
I just wonder how long it's going to take me to get back.
Don't always paint it a picture of disaster here.
Yeah, has anyone been on, you've been on a train before, Rockstar?
Oh, sixth grade, a panic attack. Went to New Orleans.
I was on the same one, yeah. And there are times it goes really slow, but when it gets going up full speed, it's not a smooth ride.
No.
So how do people sleep on these things?
Well, Brown has a box fan in his bedroom that lulls him to sleep.
That's right.
There are some people that like the movement, right? When you're a baby, you like the movement of being driven around, and sometimes that can rock you to sleep.
I couldn't even sleep on the bus.
Or fentanyl, either one.
When we did the bus with the
I slept like a baby going to Miami. Coming home, I slept awful.
I did not. Every time we hit one of those little speed ripples.
I thought we were going Metallica tour bus.
Yeah,
I jumped right on. Not really.
Black ice, man.
Yeah. Cliff Burton.
But here's the thing, Lance. My wife and I, paying off the last bracket challenge, drove from Roswell, New Mexico to Birmingham in 2 days. I mean, That's all the way across the country. So no matter where you are, you're not.
How many hours were you logging, though?
So we drove Roswell. We did Birmingham to Fort Worth. So what is that, about 12? Oof. 12 or 13?
Sounds like a good
first day.
Good George Strait song.
Oh, yeah.
Birmingham to Fort Worth.
And then coming home, we went Roswell to somewhere just west of Oklahoma City. I can't remember the name of the town. But that's as far as we got. And then the next day, we went from basically Oklahoma City to Birmingham.
That's not fun either.
No. I've driven Oklahoma City. I split that up. I went Little Rock, then to Oak City.
Air travel, by sea, by car, and by train. That's the way I would rank it. Air travel, boat, car, train. Train's the worst.
Boat's not an option.
We can make it that way if you'd like.
You know, you just got to change your perspective. Johnny Cash was in that prison, and what was tormenting him was that train going by with all those people on it. See, he wanted in the train. You just got to change your perspective.
Yeah, I don't want in the train.
Of course, he had also shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Don't want to get on the plane.
Yeah.
103 days from the start of the college football season. More college football in just the second part of the show, being brought to you by our friends at Creekside Barbecue, just off the I-65 exit, Oak Mountain Amphitheater. If you're going to a concert, if you're heading to the Oak Mountain State Park, if you're going to watch a Bulls game, whatever, great place to enjoy lunch or dinner is Creekside Barbecue.
Yeah, Creekside Barbecue at Oak Mountain is centered around great barbecue, soulful music, and good vibes. Alabama-style chicken, North Carolina pork, Memphis Kiss ribs, along with chef-inspired sides. Something for everyone at Creekside Barbecue. Creekside Barbecue, just off of I-65 at the Oak Mountain exit. Come enjoy lunch or dinner on Creekside's huge outdoor deck overlooking the creek with several TVs and incredible food. Creekside can also cater events and parties up to 200 people. For more information, stop by, tell them the Next Round sent you, or go online, check out that menu today, creekside-bbq.com.
We love retro stuff in America, right? We love flashback 80s, 90s stuff, 70s, 60s stuff, depending on when you were born. So we've got two new t-shirts that'll be in the store soon. They're not in there yet. I know I'm the one that rushes things to the store.
Whoa.
Nextround.store. But a little, do you remember Ron John Surf Shop t-shirts from back in the day?
Yeah, I never had one.
Look at that. The Next Round Surf Shop t-shirt will be up soon.
Completely coincidental that it looks like the Ron John thing.
Right? We did not steal this from Ron John.
Not at all.
It looks a lot like the Ron John Surf Shop that you'd see in Panama City back in the day. Next Round Surf Shop t-shirts. And then something that looks a little like Jurassic Park. The Next Round Jurassic Park t-shirt.
Yeah, not a ripoff at all.
Nope.
No, not at all. We love dinosaurs here.
That could just be somebody doing their hands and a shadow in the
back. Right.
That could be Rockstar doing that.
Yeah, with bones.
Yep. Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, those are two good-looking t-shirts there. Not in the store yet, I'm told, by Lunsford, but coming soon, nextround.store. And we appreciate all the pictures you guys send us every week of you guys wearing our gear, nextround.store. And don't forget to send us a picture, whether you got your baby in it, your kids, or if you're at a game or something, send us those pictures. Okay, I wanted to ask the question about the ACC and the perception of that league. Here's Mike Norvell, Rockstar Cut number 7, Mike Norvell, at SEC, the ACC meetings this past week, at Amelia Island. Mike Norvell, the head coach at Florida State, talked about tampering. Before that, Scott Satterfield at Louisville accused Alabama loosely of tampering. Of course, Narduzzi at Pittsburgh has said he thinks USC had tampered with Jordan Addison. Here's Norvell talking about how problematic tampering is right now in college football.
It's real easy when you talk about, you know, guardrails and guidelines, you know, to point to coaches and universities. I mean, I think when you look at student athletes, there's 3,600 kids in the transfer portal, and 40% of them are getting scholarships to go new places. I mean, that's unbelievable. And it's a shame, but, you know, I think a lot of that is, you know, because there is an open, you know, there's an open time frame of when these you know, guys could do that. And, you know, it's educational for them. If it is a more, you know, organized and you know, thought out, you know, sequence, you know, these student athletes can, I guess, have a more educated approach to whether this is the right time for them or if there's going to be the right opportunity. And we've had examples at Florida State of guys transferring, and it's worked out incredibly well for them. We've had guys that, you know, you look across the country and you look at guys that have left our program, but, you know, it's not worked out well. And maybe you know, what they thought might be a reality wasn't. And so I think by providing guardrails for the student athletes, for the universities, for the teams, I mean, it's, I think it's something that will help, you know, in a big picture approach. But, you know, those are all things that are, I think are great discussions.
Now, Mike Norvell never points his finger at tampering by any particular school. Narduzzi has been a lot more straightforward in making phone calls to Lincoln Riley. Satterfield loosely accusing Alabama of tampering, and Harold, the wide receiver who came to Tuscaloosa. To me, LT, if you're the ACC and you're the only ones that are complaining and griping about this, it makes you look like you're not the predator in college football. It makes you look like the prey, like everyone else is preying on your rosters, and you're not the alpha in the room.
Yeah, and, you know, Narduzzi, to lose a guy like Addison is big, but it's his job to keep him there. And I know it's hard for Pittsburgh to compete with the USCs and the Alabamas and the Texases of the world. But, you know, coming off an incredible season where they just won an ACC championship and he's going to depart, I mean, that's a big blow. As far as Mike Norvell, a lot of legitimate points there. But I can't think of a program that has become so irrelevant so fast. Right. I mean, Florida State, I have no expectation for them again this year, coming off the 5-7.
20 years ago, Florida State would have been one of those alphas, yep, that people would have been flocking to. You'd be leaving a place like Pittsburgh to play at Florida State. Now it's just the opposite.
But at what age do you stop giving people guardrails? You know, I mean, he's talking about...
in our country, a lot of times 21 is an age.
You can vote when you're 18, though.
Yeah. You can go to war when you're 18.
You can go to war when you're 18. And we just make you don't drink until you're 21, right? So, right. You know, but at some point, you got to let people make decisions and be, if you say they're adults, treat them like adults and let them make decisions, even if they harm them.
But as a parent, you know, when your kids are 16, you loosen the reins a little bit when they start driving, 17, 18, yeah, when they go off and live by themselves in college.
But what Norvell's basically saying is, yeah, there's 3,600 kids in the transfer portal and they're not all going to find a place. We need a way, you know, to have some guardrails for them to make these decisions. Or you could just let them be adults and make decisions, even if they're bad decisions.
Yeah, but how many of these guys are getting forced into the portal?
That's the other part of the story.
Some, yeah, absolutely. But some are making bad choices as well.
I wouldn't, if I was one of these guys, I wouldn't transfer without being tampered with, without knowing, right, I've got a landing spot.
Where do you think you learn more from growing up? We've all grown up now, right? At least age-wise. I was just wearing a sumo suit not 2 hours ago, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But where do you think you learn more, from your mistakes and failures or from somebody saying, nah, don't do that? You know, don't do that.
Mistakes and failures for me.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you can't go back and undo some of those, but you do at least learn from them, right?
Yeah.
And I just don't know that. I know when you say guardrails, I feel like Mike Norvell's saying that because he knows I really need some of these kids to stick around, and guardrails would discourage them from going. I mean, if we're going to say you got free transfer, I don't see how you put quote unquote guardrails on it. It's either free transfer, it's like free speech. It's either free speech or it's not. There's no gray area in free speech. You can say anything you want or you can't.
Corey, who's watching down in Helena today on YouTube, says, listen, if Jordan Addison is getting a $3 million NIL deal for USC, isn't that just basically a $1 million, $1.5 million NIL deal in Tuscaloosa by the price that everything costs in Los Angeles?
It's a good point.
Well, some of cost of living is minimized by the university putting you up and things like that, right? And your food, some of that will be minimized. Taxes would be the big issue there. I mean, because he has to pay state income tax on that.
But if a California company is paying me in California, I'm paying California taxes.
Correct.
Again, I think Alabama can find $3 million for Addison.
If that's who they really want or need.
Well, I think if Nick Saban said, I have to have this guy, he'd have $3 million today.
Yeah.
I mean, there's enough boosters that would write that check for Nick Saban if that's what Saban said he had to have.
ACC right now, compared to Big Ten and the SEC, they're by far the two alpha conferences.
Yep.
Is the ACC closer to the Big Ten and SEC, or are they closer to the Big 12 and Pac-12?
Well, I mean, typically you have an alpha in Clemson, but they had a really bad year, and then the ironic thing is you had parity finally in the ACC last year with Wake and Pittsburgh play for the conference championship.
Even ACC basketball, Lance, with Roy gone now and Coach K gone, it's a weird time for ACC athletics.
They just had half of the Final Four,
yeah,
too.
They did.
And I do think the ACC, when it was Clemson and everybody else, now you've got multiple teams that are getting better. NC State should be really good this year. Wake should be good again. Pittsburgh's not going to be bad.
Closer to the Big Ten, bounce back. Closer to the Big Ten SEC or Big 12, Pac 12?
Well, see, here's the problem.
They're definitely that conference in the middle of those two.
If Clemson bounces back this year and is back in the college football playoff, I would say closer to Big Ten SEC.
Here's the problem with the Big 12. Your two alpha programs of the Big 12 aren't even going to be in that conference.
They're about to be in the SEC.
They're about to be in the SEC, so I don't even know how you compare them to the Big 12. And then the Pac 12 is a mess.
Yeah, the Pac 12 is the worst.
So I would say the ACC is closer to the SEC and the Big 10 right now.
You'd rather be the ACC than the Big 12 or the Pac 12?
Yes, absolutely. I think they're in better shape.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Interesting time for the ACC, especially when it comes to tampering. Air quotes there, especially Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, who had an opportunity last week to point the finger at other people, saying it's the players who are reaching out to them, not them reaching out to the players, in the tampering discussion that continues in college athletics. We will do our four downs today, coming up in the next segment. Part of the show today being brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right around the country. The great folks at Mortgage Right can hook you up, whether you're listening to us in Alabama or watching us around the country in places far away, like California. Mortgage Right can hook you up.
Hey, we all need a little help sometimes, and our friends at Mortgage Right ready to lend you a hand. Mortgage Right's down payment assistance program gives you the option to purchase a new home without coming out of pocket for a down payment. Their team of mortgage experts always ready to offer their time, tips, and tools to help move you in with confidence with no money down. Take advantage of this home buying benefit by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. Four locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale. VulcanTireandAuto.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Just ask our team member, Marcus.
Let's just say you can't take America's Dairyland out of Culver's. Like the real Wisconsin cheese on our juicy butter burgers. The farm fresh dairy in our fresh frozen custard. Even our crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. It may sound cheesy, but we love where we come from at Culver's.
Almost as much as we love sharing it with our guests. Welcome to Delicious.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Creekside Barbecue at Oak Mountain is centered on great barbecue, soulful music, and good vibes. Alabama-style chicken, North Carolina pork, Memphis-kissed ribs, along with chef-inspired sides. There's something for everyone at Creekside Barbecue. Creekside Barbecue, just off I-65 at the Oak Mountain exit. Come enjoy lunch or dinner on Creekside's huge outdoor deck overlooking the creek with several TVs and incredible food. Creekside can also cater parties and other events up to 200 people. Stop by or check out the menu online, creekside-bbq.com.
Want more of the Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. It's our friends at Hydra Live Therapy. IV therapy treatments are packed with nutrients to increase energy, reduce stress and anxiety, and boost your immune system and more. If you mention the Next Round at checkout, save 20% off any service. You can join the IV League today. Members are rewarded with deep discounts. Make sure you ask about that. Hydra Live Therapy opens 7 days a week. Homewood, Tuscaloosa, and coming soon to Greystone.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast's premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
You seen what these kids are doing now?
What's that?
They're a mixing raspberry and lemonade flavors in their drinks.
Like, raspberry lemonade?
Nah, not like the kind we had. Better. It's all charged up. Got that bold Mountain Dew in it now. They're calling it Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
Seems like it's all about the flavor now. The flavor and the refreshment.
Yep.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids a-drinking charged-up raspberry lemonade-flavored Mountain Dew Spark and making videos, twerking their hind ends, well, sir, I just flat-out not believed you.
Yep.
Ah, it does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm gonna make a video twerking my hind end.
Well, I guess you gotta do you.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
Four downs coming up in a second. But first, let me tell you about my friends. In fact, I won't tell you. Brownie will tell you about my friends with my bookie. It's my bookie.
They're your friends. They're our friends. They're everyone's friends, Jim.
My bookie. My bookie's bookie. Been with me a long time.
MyBookie.ag. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more than MyBookie.ag. And getting started is simple. Deposit $300. Play with $200 instantly using the promo code NEXTROUND. It helps us and it helps you when you go to MyBookie.ag. Sign up today. Use the promo code NEXTROUND. Here's how it helps you. You get your first deposit bonus up to $1,000. Whatever you put in, they meet you halfway, all the way up to $1,000 with mybookie.ag. That is mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Mybookie.ag and the code next round.
You see the daily odds at the bottom of the screen there rolling by. That includes Astros Red Sox, an MLB Network game tonight.
Got to play on that game.
It says Red Sox minus 120. That can't be right.
Yeah.
The Red Sox can be favored in that one?
Stake bet.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or are we just misputting these on the screen?
No. Well,
like the Brewers are minus 140 tonight? Are all the home teams always the minuses?
Nope, not always.
Nope.
Somebody's got to win, though, right?
Yes. Right. Well, let's go ahead and
watch this right here. There's a minus 200 favorite on the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what
you're telling me the Astros have won 9 of 10. And they're playing in Fenway Park tonight, and the Red Sox, who suck, are a favorite?
Yep.
Lock of the day every day, brought to you by our friends at Hemp Hill Services. Tell us about the lock, and then I'll tell you about Hemp Hill. Is that the one you said you had a play on?
No, I said I've got a play on, but it's not the lock.
Oh, okay. You got a play on that one at lanceslock.com.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll have two up for you tonight.
Okay, lanceslock.com for that one. I thought you were about to educate me that the Red Sox were going to somehow beat the Astros tonight. I was like, oh. Hard to see that happening. 9 of 10 for the Astros.
Well, you know, they play 162, Jim. They're going to lose, at least 62 of them.
The lock comes Lance's way or your way from Lance at the Lance Taylor on Twitter a little bit later on. Our friends at Hemp Hill Services, for all your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name Birmingham's trusted since 1954. Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090. 229-2090. Adam, Chad, and his team, they fix it right. They fix it the first time, and they fix it at a fair price. Plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, it's Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090, or simply just remember the name Hemp Hill Services. Great folks there.
So Red Sox went from minus 120 to minus 126 now. It's going up.
Just during that discussion that right there, segment. Yeah. So Dunaway moves the line that much?
Hashtag Fade Dunaway.
Yeah.
Those Fade Dunaway t-shirts. I saw Ush had one on this weekend. By the way, Astros...
Whitlock will throw a no-hitter tonight.
Astros have won 9 of 10. That's just pointing that out. 9 of 10 there. No hockey, no basketball tonight. But there is time for Four Downs, and it's brought to you by Vulcan Tires.
Yeah, four great locations, a fifth location coming very soon to Pell City. Get in, get a look at everything, bumper to bumper, from the wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do it for you and your family. For more information, go online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
Biggest disappointment this year, that the Suns didn't make the finals after the season they had, or the Lakers just didn't make the playoffs? Which one of those comments is the biggest disappointment?
You know, I think for Phoenix, it still is strange to me that you won 12 consecutive games against Dallas. You're up 2-0 in this series, and you lose 4 of 5. But you understand Luka's a great player. The Lakers, you know, Anthony Davis was never healthy, but you've got no excuse to not. When you get Russell Westbrook and LeBron James together, you've got no excuse to not make the postseason.
Yeah, if I had taken you back to October with that roster and said, your team's missing the playoffs, you would have laughed at that. They were favored to win the whole thing.
Well, behind the Nets, they were second.
Okay,
and
I'm
the
sorry.
Nets get swept in the first round. Yeah. The Lakers don't even make it.
Yeah.
But I would say the Lakers are a
big, yeah, I think the Lakers are the biggest surprise.
Yeah. I would agree with you guys.
Second down.
More likely to come back in 2023, Sean Payton to coaching, or Aaron Rodgers again to be quarterback?
I will go Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So you don't think he's one more and done?
Well, I think with Sean Payton, first of all, it's going to have to be the right situation. I don't think Payton would take a, give me a crap team that's going to fire a coach.
There have been some reports that say there's already a deal worked out that he's going to do 1 year of television, and then he's going to replace Matt Rhule at Carolina.
I was going to bring up Carolina.
I find that hard to believe, that I'm going to leave New Orleans, get out of coaching, and I'm going to come back for the Carolina job.
In that division, who's my quarterback?
Well,
too,
and
right?
that depends. Like, if Carolina has another year like they had last year, and you get into the mix to get a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young,
and they're giving you some kind of control over the personnel or something,
might be really appealing.
I used to say this, though, about Nick Saban, when the rumors were, and you won't hear those anymore, but when the rumors were that he was going back to the NFL, wanted to go back to the NFL, I would say, look, I could see it, but if I'm Nick Saban, I would only take a job that had a proven Super Bowl winning quarterback, and those are few and far between. I think if I'm Sean Payton, I'm the same thing. I don't take some job, can I get to the Super Bowl or not?
And I think Aaron Rodgers, if he was to win one this year, probably shuts
now,
it down. I think he wants to have two.
Where the worlds might collide that have always been rumored is if McCarthy gets fired in Dallas. That would be your wild card right there, because it was always rumored that Jerry wanted Sean Payton, and that Sean Payton always kind of liked that job, the idea of being the Dallas Cowboys head coach.
No, I think if Sean Payton made a call to Jerry Jones, I think
they'd fire him today,
him.
Wouldn't
yep.
they? Yeah.
And then he gets Dak Prescott as quarterback. Yep. I like that situation.
Third down.
Bigger addition in the last week for the New Orleans Saints. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, or over the weekend, Jarvis Landry, which actually helps the team the most?
I think Matthew's the better player right now. But I'll tell you, if Michael Thomas comes back healthy, Jarvis Landry could be a really good second option.
Good possession receiver, yeah. Jarvis Landry is. I think that gets forgotten about him.
Good compliment to Michael Thomas.
Yeah, that's what he was in Miami. It was a guy that was just a good, I mean, he's a good third down possession receiver. He's not Odell Beckham.
But I think Matthew's a better player.
Yeah, I think Tyrann Mathieu is the better pickup for him.
Even at this point in his career.
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry and Matthew going back home.
That's
to
right,
LSU,
both the LSU
guys,
yeah.
They're excited about that.
Fourth down.
Name me a guy. Happy birthday, Thurman Thomas, by the way, 56 years old. Name me a guy more underrated in his career than Thurman Thomas. We never talk about Thurman Thomas.
Marshall Faulk was one of those guys, too.
He's the
only guy that has gone over 2,000 scrimmage yards in four consecutive seasons. He won an MVP during that time. He won a Super Bowl during that time, played in two Super Bowls. I mean, he was the force behind that. Everybody talks about Kurt Warner and Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt.
And we don't talk a lot about Marshall Faulk.
And Marshall Faulk was one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
But tell me when you hear anyone
talk
about Thurman Thomas, four-time AFC champion.
Because I think you think of that as such a pass-happy offense, the K-Gun offense with Jim Kelly, Andre Reed, Keith McKellars, Lofton.
Don Beebe.
Don Beebe.
Come on,
yes.
Man.
I mean, you think about their pass attack so much, you forget how good Thurman Thomas
you
was.
You think about that defensive line with Cornelius Bennett and Bruce Smith.
Yeah, yeah, Daryl Talley on that defense as well. I'll give you one, but it's a college guy. It's Kevin Faulk. We do not give him the respect for what he did at LSU.
Still on top of the SEC ratings, aren't they?
You never mention him. You talk Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, Derrick Henry, rightfully so. All those
Run
great
DMC.
Run DMC, but you Kevin Faulk almost never gets mentioned in those discussions. And Kevin Faulk was an amazing running back of some bad and average LSU teams. Yep.
All right, that's our four downs today, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Locally owned and operated, great guys, four locations, a fifth location coming soon to Pell City. Get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. Stop by today or go online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
On this day, when it's Megan Fox's birthday, I always think of the old chick bracket you guys used to do.
Yep.
She was popular very early on in the chick bracket.
She
36
was.
Today.
Two thumbs up, right?
Yep, two toe thumbs up.
Yeah, still looks good.
Janet Jackson, the most popular nipple in sports history, 56 right. years old today. Pierce Brosnan.
He's got to
be
in his 70s.
Say it again.
69.
Who?
Pierce. Danny Trejo, he's the slasher guy, right?
No. Danny Trejo is the really, really mean-looking Latino dude.
Yeah, always plays angry.
78 today. Speaking of mean looking, Tori Spelling is 49 today, 49 years old.
Wow.
So I thought she'd be older.
She's broke now, isn't she?
I don't know. Her face is probably 22.
Gardner Minshew, 26. John Sally, underrated, 58 years old. Those are your birthdays today. Our final thoughts when we come back on TNR.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Bromberg's invites you to an exclusive two-day buying event. Meet an expert buyer to sell your jewelry, diamonds, watches, and collectibles. Receive immediate payment or opt to receive 120% of your offer in Bromberg store credit to use towards anything in the store now or in the future. It is Bromberg's exclusive two-day buying event. Thursday, April 21st at the Summit. Friday, April 22nd in Mountain Brook. Appointments recommended. Do not miss this opportunity at Bromberg's.
Double the fun and more ways to win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Come play thousands of your favorite games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. The Trucks and Bucks giveaway is going on right now. We're giving away two Chevy Z71 trucks and $50,000. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings May 13th and 14th. Come win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Stay up to date with the Next Round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy to listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Banking isn't just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey parents, is your son or daughter moving to Tuscaloosa this fall? Consider investing versus paying thousands in apartment rent. Lance Taylor here to tell you about our friend Tyler Bigby. Tyler is an award-winning realtor that helps parents find properties to save them thousands. Tyler also specializes in game day condos and residential homes. Find out today why Tyler is rated number one by RateMyAgent.com for Tuscaloosa County. Call 205-826-6476 for Tyler Bigby, the Advantage Realty Group. Once again, 205-826-6476.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club.
Hey, it's Rockstar for Way to Wellness, and I'm here with my coworker and friend Reed Taylor. And I just wanted to ask Reed, how much weight have you lost during this weight loss program?
15 pounds.
Whoa. So that's why you've been wearing skinny jeans lately, huh? I read ya. At Way to Wellness, Leslie and her team have taught us how to go about reaching our goals the right way and are there to answer questions and hold us accountable along the way. Join our challenge at nextroundlive.com or learn more about Way to Wellness at aplanforme.com. You did so good.
Final thought today includes Penn State Purdue opening weekend of college football and that week one contest in West Lafayette, where I think Purdue has a chance to win the game straight up against Penn State and sort of rock a Big Ten game right out of the gate. Until yesterday, when news comes out that Purdue's top receiver, Milton Wright, is academically ineligible, will not play this year for Purdue.
Well, I mean, that's a big loss because you already lost David Bell, who was maybe the best receiver outside of what Ohio State had last year.
David Bell was their best receiver. He's gone. Milton Wright was their best returning receiver. He had seven touchdowns, 732 yards receiving, but he was ineligible for the Music City Bowl because of academics. Last time you heard anybody academically ineligible?
I mean, I was thinking that as you said it. I'm like, man, this never happens anymore. It used to happen way more often. I think we've gotten so good and so streamlined in our production here in college football.
Well, I think
the guys they probably have to work hard to be academically eligible.
I think
eligible.
A lot of classes now are just pass-fail.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So they don't do many letter grades anymore?
That's what a parent was telling me the other day.
College classes are pass-fail now.
Yeah, because we were talking NIL, because they were talking about rewarding students for 4.0s, and some coaches had said, you know, we can't give everybody with a 4.0 because of the pass-fail.
That's interesting. I did not realize that
happened. That's what I heard. I could be inaccurate.
Well, you know, now that I think back, and this was the 80s.
Harper right now in Montevallo. Is it letter grades?
This is where Jim says, you know, I don't really see her grades.
I never look at her grades.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
She gets the hours, and she passes the hours. So I guess it's, you know.
It could be pass-fail.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
But I just know that if I was taking a three-hour class, I either got 3 hours or I didn't get 3 hours. Yeah. That's the way I always looked at it.
Purdue's been on a good run of receivers, too, with David Bell and Rondale Moore. That's been something you could really count on under Jeff Brohm, is them to have that really good game-changing receiver.
But if he's academically ineligible, that means he can't be eligible somewhere else. He can't hit the portal.
No. You've got to be in good academic standing to hit the portal.
So that's the one guideline we have about the portal.
That's the one guardrail we have. Penn State -3 in that game, according to FanDuel, those early odds. Penn State -3 at Purdue.
The great Melvin Ingram added to the Miami Dolphins pass rush. Their defensive end, three-time Pro Bowler. 38% of the time the Dolphins blitzed last year, led the league in number of blitzes last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Brian Flores was when he took over the defensive play calling. He's very aggressive.
He liked to go after it. All right, that's the show today. Thank you. Just a potpourri of everything. We appreciate you guys being with us. John Emery Jr., ineligible last year, academic, says Chris. Is that what it was? How about that?
Well, happens so often now. Yeah. Much more often than it used to.
Much more often than we thought it did, at least 30 seconds ago. Yeah. All right, we'll see you Tuesday, 9 a.m. Central Time, here in the beautiful state of Alabama from Birmingham at the Blue Lake Center, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studio. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.